To demonstrate the dangers of the controversial devices known as reloadable mortars, the state fire marshal's office pulls the media together and puts a watermelon over a launch tube. The idea is to simulate what could happen to a person. Fire investigator Chris Wyman.
So we'll do the melon one again. So it's going to be the one on the right-hand side, the single shot, same thing.
This year, because of the rain, the shell exploded on the ground, shooting luminous debris at the press pool standing 75 feet away. The demonstration was cut short, but the point was made. Things can go wrong. Last year, things went very wrong at the Papathan residence in Pelham. They'd put on a home fireworks show every year for 40 years, but this was the first year reloadable mortars and spinners, devices the state legalized in 2011, were used. They both played a role in what followed. An accidental explosion resulted in more than a dozen people injured with burns and lacerations. A 2-year-old boy was so badly injured, doctors needed to induce a coma for nearly a week. This led to a fight at the State House to ban those types of fireworks, but that fizzled to all but an ember.
Some of the industry fought very hard.
State Fire Marshal Bill Degnan is leading the charge to ban reloadable mortars, spinners, and parachute devices.
The lobbyist was successful, and the bill was going to be killed. The committee did retain the bill, because the committee believes that something needs to be done.
The House Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee will revisit the bill in the fall. Fireworks retailers say demand is still high. Phantom Fireworks says the reloadable mortars continue to be in the top two most popular items. Meanwhile, New Hampshire-based Atlas Fireworks says its reloadable mortar sales have flattened since last year. For NHPR News, I'm Ryan Lessard.